Jesus, we love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight that we can come into your house and gather together to look to you, to worship and open our hearts to you. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise. We're thankful to you. We bless your name because you're good, because you're merciful, and your truth endures to all generations. So, Lord, tonight our hearts are again open to you. Have your way in this meeting, Lord. Get your will done among us. We pray, dear Jesus. Lord, our eyes are on you. Again, we want you to use us or not, just the way you want to, just that you might have your way. We ask you to do that for us, Lord. Bless the boys, bless the cottage, bless the other end of camp, Lord, and come to them and meet their needs. Dear Lord, you know those that are in need tonight, Lord. You know those that are not feeling well, that are here on these grounds, Lord. We pray that you'll lay your hand upon them. We pray that you'll touch them, that you'll help them. Lord, those that look this way have requested prayer. We remember Sister Graber tonight, Lord. Jesus, we thank you for Sister Graber. We know that you have been good to her for years now. And Lord, as she's been following you and loving you, and you know the trial that she's having in her body physically, bless her tonight, Lord. Encourage her, Jesus. Lord, we're here praying, but you hear our prayer, and we ask you to send help to Sister Graber right from the sanctuary of God. Lord, just meet her while Sister Edith is with her, Brother Eddie. Lord, we just pray tonight that you'll manifest your presence among them and that you'll help each of them, Lord, and that you'll glorify your name. We pray, Lord, for Catherine. We thank you for bringing her through this day. We thank you for the good reports that we hear, and we pray that as she gets better now and convalesces, that you'll give her strength day by day, oh Lord, and continue your good hand upon her. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Number 85, let us sing in the white book. Number 85 in the white book. The devotional for today. You all read it, right? I'm sure you did. Does anybody remember what it said? What did it say? It said something about a Pentecostal meeting. Did it say something about that? A Pentecostal meeting? You know, Uncle Hans spoke a lot about Pentecostal meetings because he was quite interested in Pentecostal meetings. Because he hadn't always been Pentecostal. He was a good man. But he didn't understand Pentecost, and when he first went to a Pentecostal meeting, as it says in that devotional, he didn't really know what was going on. I mean, are they crazy? Are they drunk? Are they what? Kind of like what happened in Acts chapter 2. I mean, these guys must be, they're either crazy or they're drunk because of the way they're acting. Now, that's not necessarily what defines a Pentecostal meeting. You don't have to be crazy or act like you're drunk to be Pentecostal. But sometimes the manifestations that accompanied the outpouring of the Holy Spirit were rather unusual, to say the least. But another thing that Uncle Hunt says in that devotional that maybe you looked at was that a Pentecostal meeting is when everyone who comes to the meeting is in touch with Jesus. They come in touch with Jesus. They come wanting Him, wanting to be changed. I think it says there, they want to be changed from glory to glory by the Spirit of God. And then everyone who comes to a Pentecostal meeting is willing to and ready to be used of God in the way that He wants them to be used. I'm not remembering whether or not it's in the devotional or whether or not it's in this little article entitled The Manifestation of His Presence. But this devotional is really lifted from this article and teaching that Brother Hunts gave. It's one of the paragraphs in this teaching, in this article. And so it's either in here or it's in here for sure, where he says Pentecostal meetings aren't defined by the Pentecostal preacher or the man in the front or three other people, but they're defined by everyone coming together. Now you say, well, yeah, that's what Uncle Hunts thinks. No, that's what the Bible says. You know, Uncle Hunts just kind of copied what the Holy Spirit said in the Word of God when he said, when you come together, one of you has a what? Well, yeah, it doesn't say that word. It's true, maybe. One of you has a psalm. Another person has a what? A hymn. Some spiritual song. Somebody has an admonition. What's an admonition? Sounds like something I don't want. No, you do want it. What's an admonition? It's a kick in the right direction. It's a good word of encouragement to admonish, or maybe it's a word of rebuke or correction, an exhortation. When you come together in a Pentecostal meeting, there's somebody that leads out in a song, and then another person just starts praying, leads out in prayer, and the person up here doesn't have to say, okay, now somebody should pray. The Holy Spirit says, now somebody should pray. And if you're the one that He's saying it to, you get that burden. Remember, we've talked about, you feel that prayer. You know it's you. And then somebody needs to testify or admonish or exhort or something. Somebody needs to read a psalm or sing a song or a hymn. And so you look to the Lord. See, it's not just, well, now I've got this prepared. This was my Sunday school lesson last Sunday. So here goes, I'm going to deliver my soul of it. That's not a Pentecostal meeting. A Pentecostal meeting is when you say, Jesus, here I am at your disposal. You live in me, and now you can use me if you want to. And my contribution, I might not think it's very much or it's worth much. When you, whoever it was, testified the other night, it gave me an idea or helped me to understand what the Lord wanted in that meeting. I didn't really know, and I didn't know what to speak about or to say, but when the testimony was given, it gave, to me at least, and maybe to everyone here, it gave direction in the meeting. You say, well, what good was, nobody remembers that testimony, and I was just a staff kid, and who cares what he says, and he's also from California, that even makes it worse. Well, no. If God puts a burden on your heart, if God gives you something to say, and you know it's from God. You know, Brother Edmund once told me, Ernie, if you feel like you should say something, it's good to ask the Lord and look to the Lord. And if He asks you to say it again, then maybe you should. Same thing with singing songs, leading out in the chorus. Lord, do you really want me to? I mean, you testify and He says something, and right away, there are a bunch of you that are here tonight that 16 choruses race through your mind. all having to do with the same theme. Now, sing them all if you want to. But maybe you shouldn't sing them all. Maybe you shouldn't sing any of them. But Lord, is this the right thing to do now? You're going to make a mistake, and so will I, and we all will. But you don't learn God's ways unless you're willing to step out and make a mistake. You know, and you might make a bad mistake. You might be laughed at. I've been there before. One of the first times I started a chorus in a meeting, it was the song, of course, "I Long to Glorify Thee, O Lord." I don't know how I knew it, where I learned it, but apparently I was the only one in the meeting that knew it. But I started it. And I started it way up there. And so here I'm singing as best I can. "I long to glorify thee, dear Lord. I long to glorify thee." And I was getting, it was getting higher, and I was getting scareder. And so what are we going to do when we get to that high note? And there I went for it. And I tried to get it. I missed. And I really thought to myself, that's the last time. I mean, Lord, you can tell me what you want to tell me, but I'm not doing that anymore. I can't do that anymore. Well, I've done it since, and I've made mistakes since plenty of times. We have brothers, one brother I'm thinking of right now in our church, he starts choruses. You know, the man, I don't think he'd mind it if I said it. He can't hold a tune hardly in a bucket. He starts a chorus and he looks at me from his seat with pleading eyes, like, "Please bail me out and help me now." And sometimes I can't. I try and I try to get it back on, and others come to his aid. But you know, I'll tell you, he starts the right chorus. It's just the right thing. It's not just something out of left field all the time. It's just the right chorus, the right song. And oftentimes God blesses that whole meeting through that chorus. And I think it's especially blessed because it's he that's starting the chorus, not me or somebody else. But somebody catches on that this is in this man's heart. And it's a blessing. It really is. Like when, I shouldn't say people's names because you might know them. Most of these people are dead. But you know, my uncle Frank Posta, he once was performing at a wedding and he pronounced the bride and groom man and woman. By the authority vested in him as a minister of the gospel in the state of New York, I pronounce you man and woman. And everybody else went. And Uncle Frank went, "Oh, you're already man and woman. I pronounce you husband and wife." That was Uncle Frank. Now you would think, well, he'll never perform a wedding. Nobody will ever ask him to perform a wedding. I mean, now it would be a good idea if he performed weddings in man and woman. But back then, it was, you know, everybody was man and woman. "Dear Lord, help our falling shorts," one man prayed. "Dear glad we're so glad to be here tonight," another one prayed. Some of these people will be at camp this year. And what am I trying to say? So try to make a mistake so you can go on Brother Ernie's repertoire of mistakes. Elisha trained some prophets. Elijah, I should say, trained that school of the prophets, those 50 guys that were following along. You know how many blunders they made? One of them tried to kill the whole camp and put death in the pot. And then that had to be remedied. But you can make a mistake and God can remedy it. And so don't feel, well, I'm not a public speaker and I can't give a testimony. You can read a Bible verse. You can be used of God. And Sister Marianne McLaughlin reminded me when I came to camp this year, she said, "I remember you when you were just a young fellow. I remember you when you were just on, and you were so shy. You were so shy." I was. I still am. I don't like to talk. I really don't. I prefer not to be doing this. The reason why I do it is because I believe that God has called me to do this. And I'd rather not, and I never would have wanted to. And she remembers those days, and maybe you remember them too. But dear Lord, help us all to be ready to be used by you. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have 19 testimonies and 16 prayers and 7 songs. I don't know what that means, but it means that our reading for today in the devotional book was when everybody comes together in a meeting like this, everybody is willing to be used by God. And to contribute as God leads and as God directs. And so look to him. Every meeting, not just today because it's in the devotional, but every single meeting. Lord, have your way with me and with us. And you'll be surprised, perhaps you will, that God could even use you. And you know, it's a nice, It's a nice thing to feel that maybe God has helped you to contribute to the betterment of that meeting, that God has helped you to do what he wanted you to do. It's a nice thing to be clay in the potter's hand and ready to do what he commands. And so I don't know if it's just tonight or maybe not, or tomorrow or Sunday, or whatever day it might be. And it might not be a pilgrim camp, it might be back in your home church, but read that devotional. But even more so, you might want to read this article. And I put a few on the table there, and I put a few on the table there. And if you'd like to pick one up at the end of the meeting and read the whole thing, read about the manifestation of the presence of Jesus in a meeting and how he wants to come to every meeting and how he wants to use every member of his body. And so let the Lord have his way with you. And let him do with you tonight as he would be pleased to do. Maybe we could sing another song, and it's a prayer. I like to sing prayers, and 112 in our hymnal is a wonderful prayer. Holy Spirit, breathe on me until my heart is clean. Number 112.
Oh,
by your power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the precious blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you.
And I understand Brother Gus is going to be leaving soon. Before the weekend, Brother Gus? You got another meal in you yet? I hope. No more? You're done?
For tonight.
I hope so. Well, we're glad for all those good meals. And I actually wrote down on a piece of paper someplace that I can't find. I said, don't forget Brother Gus, because we want to thank you for those good meals. You know, I'm used to being here when Sister Edith is here, and some of you are used to being here when Sister Edith is here, and then Sister Edith couldn't be here this week, and I thought, oh, I'm going to miss Edith. Don't tell her, but I didn't miss her that much. I mean, I missed her not being here, but I didn't miss her food, or I didn't miss her cooking, because Brother Gus adequately and more than adequately made up for it, and we want to thank you, Brother Gus, for it. And we want to pray, Lord, that you'll bless our brother. Lord, and that you'll reward him as only you can and give to him the desires of his heart. We thank you for his willingness to serve you in this way, and for the fine job that he does to give us that enjoyable time around the table three times each day. And we pray, Lord, your richest, richest blessing. Grant to him the desires of his heart. You know the needs, Lord, in his family. You know the needs, Lord, in this particular time. And we're praying, Lord, we're praying that you're going to just work everything out for your honor and for your glory. We're trusting you to do it, Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. 120 in our white book. Let's stand together as we sing. Every Christian makes blunders and mistakes, but why call them all to mind? 120.
Waves around, you may see me here.
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody has a prayer. Ask the Lord to help us to see Him all the time. Oh, Jesus, fill all our vision, Lord. Hallelujah. We need your help, Lord. We ask, Jesus, that you will have your way. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord. Jesus, Jesus, we see you. Oh, Lord, keep our eyes on you. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we look right to you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you that you speak to us. Lord, I thank you that it's your desire to make yourself known to us. And Lord, I pray that tonight you show us yourself in a new way. That tonight, Lord, you'd give us eyes to see.
Amen.
Not just tonight, Lord, but that we would be faithful people who find yes, you in your word.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you've chosen to reveal
to
yourself
see you,
to us
to follow
and
you
through
to
your Son.
Please into
and we find your Son in your word. So make those words
Hallelujah.
Alive to me. Make those words alive to
yes,
us.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe take it for
oh,
what it says.
Oh, grant it, dear
and
Father.
Find you faithful in those things.
Hallelujah.
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Be seated.